Welcome to the Sports Scouting Report Podcast with Lee Brekeen.
Hi, everyone. This is Lee Brekeen with the Sports Scouting Report. Tonight's show, we have a great recruit guest for the class of 223 right out of Lake Charles, Louisiana. If you ever heard of Barb High School, we've got the quarterback for Barb on, Will McClain. Will, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
You know, Will, I want to go ahead and brag on you a little bit. You got all these quarterbacks everybody talks about in the state, you know, Arch Manning, Eli Holstein. You got, you got the Ricky Collins at Woodlawn. You got Grayson Sonia at Lafayette High. You've got Mason Welch at Northwood and Shreveport. You got a quarterback that Gray Walters at Benton. And there's Will McClain. You know, Will is a guy that your junior year, you had a pretty good year considering your team was coming off two hurricanes the year before. I mean, that was tough, man. Let me throw your stats at you. Junior year, you had over 2,465 yards passing your junior year, 25 touchdowns throwing, 5 touchdowns rushing, over 6'1", over 190 pounds, cannon arm. What do you think of that? I mean, that's pretty close to your stats, right?
Yes, sir.
A little bit about Will. I think he's D1. I think he's a guy that's under the radar. His senior year has got a chance to really blow up. His junior film's really good considering, again, the team. And I want to ask you this, Will. Y'all are coming off those two hurricanes, trying to field a team. Last year was crazy, and y'all still look good. And y'all had a young team, right, last year?
Yes, sir. I mean, we came into the season last year with pretty much one or two returning starters that have ever played varsity football, and Tylan Caesar, our running back, and Cole Laughlin, our cornerback. But Cole didn't even get to play with us last year as he got hurt in our jamboree. So it was a lot of learning curves for us. I mean, we were all learning each week, you know, taking away things from games, just trying to get used to the speed. So it was definitely a battle. It was definitely something that most high school teams, especially something like a school like Barb, is not used to.
You know, Barb's proud talent, proud alumni, proud winning. You know, obviously when I think of Barb, I think of Trey Quinn, you know, breaking all the high school records. And how old were you when Trey Quinn was getting his name out there? You were what, junior high when that was going on?
I was actually in elementary school. my sister was in Trey Quinn's grade at Barb. So, wow. I was infatuated with those teams. Kenan Fontenot was the quarterback, and I mean he did stuff on the field that I still haven't seen to this day, and obviously Trey Quinn and Deshaun Smith, but I mean really their whole roster, you know, head to toe was just stacked with incredible athletes. It was definitely cool being able to grow up and experience watching a high school football team that explosive.
Will, I was at the game. I was at Barb when they beat West Monroe, came back from 5 touchdowns in 2 quarters to go to the Dome. I was at the game.
Yeah, me and my parents happened to be at that game as well, but we left early. It was getting so bad towards the end. We were just like, man, you know, sucks, man. I guess we'll head home maybe next year. And then we walked in the front door, and my sister called my parents and was like, oh my gosh, we just won the game, and we didn't believe it. We were like, there's no way. But that was definitely that's a game that will, I think, always be remembered around the Lake Charles area.
Will, tell your mom and dad, and I'm going to go ahead and admit it too. I left at the end of the third quarter to go back home too. I thought it was over. And I remember waking up Saturday morning, you know, I had to go back to Baton Rouge, but I don't know if you know this name or not. I know your dad, Will, but Slade Nagel's dad, Slade, who was a great quarterback at Barb, played at Clemson and McNeese, his dad, Johnny Nagel, called me and he said, Lee, you saw Barb won, huh? And I was like, what? I was at the game last night. He's like, no, they won. They came back. I'm like, no way. No way. Not with 9 minutes left, down 5 touchdowns. So, yeah, that was a great, great, crazy game. We're going to come back. We're going to take a break. We've got Will McClain with us, the quarterback for Barb High School in Lake Charles, the Buccaneers. Great jerseys, man. I love the dark blue jerseys, the light blue, kind of like an Ole Miss look when y'all have that light blue. Great team, great program. We'll talk about Coach Cotrera. We're going to talk about the team. We'll talk about more about Will and also his family. His grandfather played on the 1958 National Championship team. And there's a little trivia there that I'm going to ask Will when we come back, too. We'll be right back. Listen, whatever you're driving right now, Tommy Harvey wants it. Bring it in to Harvey Subaru, Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City, or John Harvey Toyota. They're paying big bucks for all trades right now. They'll cut you a check right there. Tell them Lee sent you. Welcome back. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Burkeen. Our guest is quarterback Will McClain from Barb High School class of 2023. I think a D1 quarterback has only had a year to really show his film. Was at U High prior to that, because all the hurricanes that you and your family had to deal with, Will, it's been crazy, huh? But because you had to go to Baton Rouge for a little time, and then you went back to Lake Charles.
Yes, sir. It was definitely a crazy experience. I mean, we were coming off the extremity of COVID, and we were all kind of just excited to, you know, finally be able to get some normalcy and play some football. You know, I was competing for a starting spot. I was pretty confident that I was going to be able to get the start as a sophomore, so I was excited about that. And then all of a sudden, the hurricane came through and kind of changed everybody's plans. And, you know, I'd always wanted to go to U High, you know, because the historic program across the board with all their sports. And me and my dad made a joke about it, and then it kind of just ended up happening.
We got Will McClain with us, quarterback, Barb High School, class of 223. Before we continue, I want to thank, here's a company I know Will knows about, Gros Savon, right outside Lake Charles. Great fishing place. Thanks for their promotions, helping us as an advertiser. Call them at 337-598-2357. Echo Tours, fishing, hunting, saltwater, freshwater. You'll have the best time of your life going fishing with Gros Savon. I want to thank John Harvey Toyota for their help. Appreciate Tommy Harvey. Well, I want to appreciate all our sponsors, Medin's Collision Center, the Bug Man, and also Gage. Appreciate all their support. Will, talk about your grandfather, who Scotty McClain, that your dad's dad, and what that meant to you growing up, your grandfather being on that LSU 1958 national championship team with Billy Cannon and all those great players. What was that like as a kid, knowing that your grandfather was one of the best players in the state and played and won a national championship?
It was always pretty cool. I was always super proud of that. The most interesting part about it was he's actually from a town called Smackover, Arkansas, a little town up in Arkansas, and his whole family coming out of high school was, oh, we're so excited he's going to go to Arkansas. You know, we're going to be able to cheer him on at Arkansas. And he kind of surprised all of them and said, I want to go to LSU. So we're definitely, me and my family, we're definitely happy about that. You know, obviously got to win a championship, which was an awesome experience. And, you know, we've been lifelong Tiger fans since then. So it's something I'm always proud of.
We always got to ask this to especially a kid that comes from a Tiger family. If LSU for some reason got on you late and said, Will, we want to offer you a scholarship, how would you react?
I mean, it would definitely be a dream come true. I mean, I don't even know how I would react, but I would still try to, you know, weigh out my options and see what's best for me. Cause I know LSU, they're always recruiting the best. So if it made sense for me, then obviously yes. But you know, if it didn't make sense, I'd be very happy to have the offer, but still would consider my other options.
Also, I want to mention this, and we'll talk about this, but your grandfather, before he passed away, he gave you his ring, you have his national championship ring. He played on the white team. They had the go team and the white team. But what is it like to have your grandfather's ring from the first national championship team at LSU?
It's very special. I mean, it was definitely a cool feeling. And I was very honored whenever my dad told me that that's, you know, what he wanted to pass down to me, that, you know, he wanted me to have that to, you know, carry on for the rest of my life. So I always look at it, you know, I look at it pretty often, just, you know, like just super proud that's in my family and super proud that he thought that I should be the one that has it.
Man, that is a great deal, man. That's got to make you feel great, your grandfather and his background. And I know your dad's proud of you and your mom. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk to Will about his coach, Coach Cotrera, who's been there for a long time. We're going to talk about the team. So if you're parents from Barb, we're going to talk about some of his teammates. And also at the end of the show, we're going to talk about the District 3, how tough it is. Acadiana, Karen Crow, Como, Lafayette High, New Iberia, Southside, and locally Sulphur. Not easy. I know Will knows that. It's not an easy district at all. We'll be right back. If you need a paint job or repairs to your vehicle, go see Medin's Collision Center located in Baton Rouge, Louisiana on Kincaid Avenue. The number to call is 357-7983. That's 357-7983. Your Baton Rouge Accident Advisors. Welcome back. You listen to the Sports Scouting Report. Lee Burkeen, your host. Our guest is Will McClain, the quarterback from Barb High School, class of 223. I think he's got a chance to be an all-state quarterback this year. Last year was close to being that. We're going to talk about some of his teammates later in the show, but I want to mention our magazine's finally out. If you're a parent listening, a lot of these Barb kids we're going to talk about, go to our website, LAFootballMagazine.com, to get your South or North copy or your digital copy. The Louisiana Football Magazine, Barb's got a big preview in there. Will, wanted to ask you, your coach, Mike Cotrera, has been there a long time. What do you think of Coach Cotrera? And I know he's an old school coach. He's coached for many years. But what is your thoughts on Mike?
Before I even talk about him as a coach, you know, Coach Cotrera is a great man. You know, he's always there for us. You know, if he sees that there's something wrong, you know, he'll call you in his office and ask what's going on, if you're okay. If there's something's going on with the team, with somebody's family, he always addresses that, and we pray for them. So he really is just a great guy, but he's also a great coach, and, you know, he's very old school. He's an old school coach, but I kind of like that about him because it helps us not get caught up in all the media and, you know, a bunch of other things that you can get caught up nowadays, even at the high school level. So I think we all just really appreciate his experience. You know, he's a winning coach. You look at his record. I mean, he is a winning coach, so we trust in him. We listen to him, and it's nice knowing that he's the one that's leading us out there on Fridays.
You're listening to Will McClain, quarterback from Barb. Lee Burkeen, your host. We're going to take a break when we come back. Will, I'm going to ask you about some of your teammates, and then after that we'll talk about the district and how tough it is. Acadiana's in the district. Karen Crow, a lot of good teams. We'll be right back.
What does that bug man do?
Not only do we do pest control, we do odor control, bat removal, moisture control, rodents, and of course, bed bug control. Give the bug man a call. We get them before they get you.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. Our guest is big-time quarterback, I think, Will McClain, who's over 6'1", over 190 pounds, has a really strong arm. And I want to compliment Will. We did his highlight tape. We sent it out to every college. Great arm. You can throw every pass out there, and it's just scary how good you can become before this year's over, because your first full year was really last year, and you did a phenomenal job. I mean, you were, 450 yards from, you know, 3,000 yards passing. This year you have a great running game where you're not going to be leaned on as much to have to do as much, which helps in the long run. But your run game, Jamal Levy, is incredible. I mean, tell everybody how many yards Jamal had last year, which is crazy.
So Jamal actually broke Trey Quinn's single-season record at Barb. And as you said in the beginning, Trey Quinn holds the national record for receiving yards. So that's pretty impressive. He finished the season with over 1,600 receiving yards, and I think 21 or 22 receiving touchdowns, and I think 72 catches. So, I mean, video game numbers. He's a video game-like player.
And it's crazy, no big-time D1 program, the Power Fives don't offer him, right?
No, sir, not yet. You know, some of them have reached out to him. My biggest guess is that they're, you know, he's undersized. But, yeah. I mean, if you watch this tape, you know, it doesn't matter that he's undersized. And I've seen him go up against top-tier DBs in, you know, in football games on Fridays, at camps, at 7-on-7 tournaments. And he continuously is just unguardable. I mean, he really is a special talent. I think whichever big school offers him first will be very, very lucky and very glad in a couple of years that they took a chance on him.
Like my dad used to tell me, it's like trying to tackle a hummingbird in a phone booth. It's very hard to do. You have another young running back that's going to help a lot. Already has Eric Jones. What do you think of Eric and Jamal now that you got two great running backs?
It's very comforting for me and Jamal and the rest of our offense to know that we have EJ now. He actually started DB for us last year, because due to injuries, we needed some younger guys to step up as a freshman. And he's just performed great this year so far. I mean, he has great vision. He's very fast. You know, he's smart. He works super hard. One of the hardest working kids I know. So I'm very confident in him as my running back, and I think the rest of our team is very confident in him as our running back.
Jamal Levy is a 4-4 guy. Eric's close to that. I mean, incredible backfield. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about more teammates of Will McClain, especially as his tight end. We'll come back talking about Reed Boyd, who has an LSU family history too. His dad played for LSU, Brad Boyd. We'll talk about that and also the district. We're going to be right back. Gros Savant Lodge, the true sportsman's paradise. Gros Savant Lodge has fresh and saltwater fishing, alligator hunting, waterfowl hunting, and echo tours located south of Lake Charles, Louisiana. Give them a call at 337-598-2357. That number to call again is 337-598-2357, and have the time of your life. Welcome back. You're listening to Sports Scouting Report. I'm Lee Burkeen. Our guest is Will McClain, quarterback, Barb High School in Lake Charles, one of the top programs in the state. And Will, you're at a school where baseball is like king, and then football's got a lot of history, but it seems like everybody on the baseball team signs D1. Isn't that kind of crazy? Do you ever pay attention to baseball much?
Yes, sir. I follow our baseball team pretty well. I got a couple friends that are actually really good friends that play on the baseball team, and it's definitely awesome to have them be as successful as they are. And, you know, they get the attention because they deserve it. I mean, when you have built a winning program, as they have, as Coach Akini has, I mean, you've earned those scholarships, you've earned the attention, and, you know, it's really special to have a program like that at our school.
I want to ask you this, because I know you know him, but the shortstop that just signed with LSU from Barb, how good do you think he'll be for LSU, the one that's coming?
Oh, I think he's one of those generational type talents. I mean, he's been ranked number one shortstop, I think, in the state since he was a freshman. But then his junior year, he really stepped up big for us as a pitcher. I mean, he was, you know, mid-90s pitching. He was our ace last year. So it's crazy that, you know, he can hit incredibly, play almost anywhere in the field, and then the fact that he can go on the mound and pitch mid-90s, I mean, he really is a generational-type talent.
Yeah, you can play two positions and go in MLB. That's rare. Continuing about your teammates, speaking of your buddy there at tight end, I think you got one of the best tight ends in the state in Reed Boyd, whose dad, Brad, played at LSU, tight end from Jennings High School. Reed's a pretty good player. Will, like yourself, I think he's a D1 player. 6'3", what, 210, 215, can run. Great hands. I saw the film. I saw your games. And, you know, when you threw the ball, I think he didn't drop many last year, Reed.
No, sir. He really is a great talent. And an underrated aspect of his game is that he's a great blocker, too. You know, he'll do whatever the team needs. And like you said, once he gets an open field, you know, we're going to get him the ball this year, hopefully more than we did last year, and just let him make plays, because he definitely is a hard guy to bring down.
He's fast, too, for a big guy, really athletic. And then speaking of your O-line, your big senior, Dylan Payne, I think he's a big-time player, too. I mean, big senior, 6'3", 290, can run maybe 300 pounds. What do you think of Dylan?
Dylan's awesome. You know, I've been playing football with Dylan since I was in the third grade, started with flag football, and now we're in high school playing together. And once he gets going, once he gets in his groove, he is definitely a force to be dealt with. I mean, like you said, I think he measured in 6'3", 318 this year, aggressive kid. He's got now a year of experience under his belt. I definitely feel comfortable knowing that I have him protecting me.
And going on defense, your former receiver, Travis Antone, is now a corner, and then Jason Legree, D-tackle, and Candon Cordova, whose dad's a college coach, and Corey Sanye. Those are some really big-time leaders, huh? Will, coming back on defense for your team.
Yes, sir. I mean, Jason, he's a force to be dealt with on the D-line. Candon Cordova, you know, not a lot of people know about him, but he finished the season last year, first-team all-district, had over 110 tackles as a free safety. You know, I think 50-something solo tackles. You know, he's a freak athlete. He's got a high football IQ. And then, as you said, Travis Antoine, transitioning to corner this year, has been a huge help. He had an interception in our game last year. Corey Sanye, him and John Henry, who's one of our linebackers that's returning from a early season injury last year, they're great leaders to have in the middle right there. So overall, our defense, we have a lot of playmakers at every position, And we definitely trust in them this year to help get us back on the field.
Will, talk about your young receivers. You got some very talented young guys that are on the offense that are tall before we go to break. You got a couple of young guys that can really go.
Yes, sir. We have Landon Victorian, one of our wideouts. He's, you know, I think he's measuring in at 6'4", 185 currently. And not a lot of people know, but he's the number, I think, 7 overall baseball recruit for his class.
Wow.
He won the Max Preps sophomore player of the year last year. So, I mean, he's a freak athlete. We can throw the ball up to him and he can go get it. Kenny Gala, a returning starter from last year. You know, he's just a player that he works hard. He does the right things and he'll make a play when you need one. So it's nice to have him coming back. And then we have Tyler Goff, who's actually the new McNeese head coach's son, who just transferred here during the offseason last year. He's about 6'3", you know, really hardworking kid, you know, does the right thing. So we have a lot of weapons that we can dish the ball out to this season.
We're going to take a break when we come back. Will, I'm going to ask you about the district. I'm going to ask you about the teams. I know y'all just played LaGrange. I'll ask you about that. Also, Acadiana, Sulphur, all the teams that you go against this year in District 3, Class 5A. We've got Will McLean with us, quarterback Barb, Class of 223. We're also going to come back and talk about his favorite colleges that he likes. We'll be right back. Gage has served Louisiana for over 40 years. Let Gage create a custom tailored solution for your business and become your partner in technology. Give them a call today at 225-753-4243 and help your business get better connected with Gage. Welcome back. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. Our guest, Will McLean, quarterback from Barb. Remember the name. I'm going to tell you who you remind me of, Will, and I don't. You ought to know this guy. If you watch college football, not everybody watches a lot of ball, but Baylor's starting quarterback, Blake Shapen from Evangel Christian in Louisiana.
Yes, sir. I've been following him since he was in high school.
Come on. You know Blake? I know Blake and his dad. You remind me so much of him because his senior year, he had no D1 offers, and basically about week 9, from his prior 8 games and everybody watching him, he was offered by USC, first offer, the Trojans in California. And then after that, Baylor, Aranda came around, and that was it. Like, he just loved Aranda. And he was MVP of the Big 12 championship game right out of Shreveport, Louisiana. 6'5". You're a little taller than him, but same kind of guy, strong arm. You can move really well in the pocket. You can run if needed, which – you can survive the season. You don't want to run too much. But just very similar to him. But let's talk about the district. LaGrange, improved team. Y'all beat them. But, man, they're a good-looking team, huh, LaGrange?
Yes, sir. They're actually not our district. They're lower. They're 4A. But they're a local team. So, I mean, it's almost like playing a district game. But, yes, sir, they were improved team this year. Their quarterback, Jason, you know, he can really sling the ball. They had some good weapons, some good O-linemen. Some hard-hitting dudes on defense. So, you know, there was some good competition. We just happened to come out and start the season off on fire that day.
I know that your first game was Jamboree St. Louis. It's very talented. They got Granite receiver. They got a lot of good players. Y'all won that game. Then you had LaGrange was the first game. And then district, you know, you got Acadiana, Karen Crow, Como, Lafayette High, New Iberia, Southside, and obviously y'all know about Sulphur. But what do you think about the district this year? And – obviously, it's not getting easier. Everybody's good in this district.
Yes, sir. I mean, it's definitely it's a tough schedule looking ahead from here on out. You know, we open up district play this week with Karen Crow, a new team added to our district this year. They're an Acadiana-like team, so it's going to be a really good game. We're going to have to come out and play aggressive, pretty much be perfect on both sides of the ball. So I'm excited for that this Friday. And then the local teams, you know, Sulphur and Sam Houston, two great rivalries, especially Sulphur. You know a lot of kids on the other side of the ball, you know, friends, you know, during the off season. But once football kind of starts, you know, we seem to not speak too much. So we're excited for that matchup. And then, you know, those teams over in Lafayette, like you said, Lafayette's got a great quarterback. He got the best of us last year, played a great game. We're hoping that we can get our payback on them this year. And then Acadiana, you know, they've been the top dog for a while now. You know, everybody knows it in our district, pretty much everyone in the state knows it. So we're really looking forward to playing them week 10. Hopefully we're as prepared as we can be, and we're coming off so far a good season, and we can just go into that game playing some of our best football.
I want to mention, too, y'all have Karen Crow at home, which helps Y'all don't have to go to Karen Crow, so a home game helps with Karen Crow. Let's talk about your favorite colleges, Will. You like Tulane, Rice, and SMU, three great academic schools, two in Texas, and obviously Tulane and New Orleans. What do you think of these three schools?
You know, the great thing about those schools is if I'm fortunate enough to receive an offer from them, is not only would I get to go play football for, you know, hopefully another 4 years, but I'll be getting a great education. That's really what it's about. You know, I'm not looking just 4 years ahead of into my future. I'm trying to look, you know, 20, 30 years ahead of my future. And so if I had the opportunity to go play football and get a top tier education from one of those schools, it would truly be a blessing.
I got to ask you this, because, I mean, there's an alumnus at Tulane that recruits. Is Slade Nagel recruiting you from Barr, but coaches at Tulane by chance?
I haven't really had any contact with him so far. You know, I think he might be in contact with one of my teammates in Jamal. But, you know, hopefully if I play great, you know, through these next couple of weeks, look a little bit more consistent maybe than I did last year, that maybe we'll be in contact.
Yeah, and then I'm friends with his dad, Johnny Nagel, who coaches at Zachary. And so his dad's at Zachary High School, and his dad played at LSU. A lot of LSU talk today. I want to ask you this before we go. What do you think the potential of this team is? Now, my opinion to start off is that just based on everybody coming back, not including the new McNeese State coach's son that joined the team and all this other talent, like Landon Victorian played a little bit last year. But, I mean, it looks like y'all have the pieces to be – a deep run this year. Y'all could actually be that shocker team, I think, in 5A.
Yes, sir. I'm extremely excited about this team. We have a great core group of leaders. You know, we all played together last year. We're, you know, pretty much all in the same grade as far as, you know, the leadership and for most of the starters. And I think we have a lot of potential. The experience and the learning curves from last year really helped us. And I mean, I think we really could have a great season. I really think that we can bring Barr back to the old days, where people respected us and feared, you know, we weren't an opponent that many people wanted to play.
Well, what people don't realize is that Lake Charles is the number one city for baseball D1 signees, and they have some of the best D1 talent in football per capita. When you look at Sam Houston, Sulphur, Barb, St. Louis, Lake Charles Prep, you go out to Jennings, you got the Beauregard South, East Beauregard, go a little bit out, you go to Leesville. I mean, Venton a little bit out. I mean, it's just there's talent everywhere in the Lake Charles Sulphur. Westlake is good. Westlake's better than they've been in a while. But what do you think about that, Will? I mean, I don't think Lake Charles gets the respect it deserves as a city for high school football.
Yes, sir. I mean, I can agree with that. You know, and sometimes it's hard because, like you said, I mean, the baseball recruiting down here, I mean, I think it's the best in the nation. I mean, I think Southwest Louisiana, we produce incredible baseball players. So sometimes, you know, the football can get overlooked, but I think there's a lot of underrated talent around here as well. You know, Lake Charles Prep's kind of taken off with their recruitment lately. They got some really great players, but even some of the smaller schools that don't get as much attention. I mean, there really just is underrated great players all around this area. And, you know, hopefully some coaches will come take a look at some of them and, you know, maybe give some of us a chance.
Not only that, Washington Marion's got a lot of talent, even though they haven't had a lot of winning seasons lately. They still got tons of talent at Washington Marion. Eddie Kennison went there, Brandon Winey, a lot of big-time ex-LSU players, a lot of McNeese guys came from Washington Marion. A lot of talent there. Rose Pine is a good little small program in the outskirts. DeRitter's got a good team in the outskirts. Like you said, a lot of good teams, a lot of good players. Any final thoughts, Will? You want to do a shout out to any family, any coaches, or anybody that's helped you along the way to where you are now?
I'd like to give a shout out to my old U-High offensive coordinator. I think he's in Texas now. He definitely helped me through a tough time in my life. He was a great coach, a great role model to me. And I just tell everybody to come out and support Barr football this year. And you know, keep up with us. I think we might surprise a lot of people this year with what our team could do.
Man, I know Coach will appreciate that. I'm sure he will appreciate that, you know, hearing this. We'll make sure. You're going to have to give me his phone number so we can send him the show when you get off.
Yes, sir.
The show. Don't go anywhere, Will. Yes, before we go, again, I want to thank everybody. I want to thank Will McLean for being with us today, the Barb quarterback. And, look, remember his name. Write it down. If you got a pencil, you got a pen. This kid's got a lot of talent, and he's only played one full year, and that was last year, and he had almost 2,800 yards passing and 30 total touchdowns. And this year they have a better team, and he's got a chance to show even more and not have to throw it as much because they have a really dangerous running game. He's got the best running back probably in high school football. Don't even rank him. Just say I think he's the best little running back in the state, Jamal Levy. And then it's got a lot of talent around the offense and defense. Cotrera has been a good, really good coach there, and I really like the program. Appreciate you being on, Will. Don't hang up yet. We'll see everybody really soon. We'll see everybody on Monday.
Thanks for listening to the Sports Scouting Report podcast with Lee Brekeen.